From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Larry Parnas is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. The Pittsfield Board of Health wants to meet with representatives of Verizon Wireless about the new cell tower that is generating health complaints and distress in a city neighborhood. Before that meeting takes place, however, an independent evaluation by a New Jersey engineering company will test levels of electromagnetic radiation from the tower to determine whether it is exceeding limits set by the Federal Communications Commission. The steps are welcomed by the leader of the Alliance for Microwave Radiation Accountability's campaign to assess health impacts from the 115-foot monopole, which was erected last summer and began operating in September. Courtney Gallardi, co-chair of the Alliance, has faulted the city's health officials for not acting sooner on complaints about the perceived effects of what some call, and I quote, electrosmog, end quote. She said, and I quote, "It's pretty amazing. We've seen some compassion," end quote. Gallardi said she is pleased that members of the health board appeared to be in agreement that some action is necessary in light of the reports of illness. The Alliance called on the city to conduct an independent survey of radiation levels from the new tower, which sits at the rear of a parcel at 877 South Street. But the health board has declined to pursue a wider epidemiological study of possible health consequences related to the tower, citing potential cost and complexity of the study. Stephen Smith, the health board's vice chair, said the board wants to open up a dialogue with Verizon Wireless. He said, and I quote, "I think that's important, and that we try to make some headway there," end quote. The agenda for a possible meeting with the company is unknown at this time. Residents living closest to the tower have suffered headaches and insomnia since the tower went into operation. Other symptoms of electromagnetic radiation include depression and depressive symptoms, tiredness and fatigue, a painful, often itchy sensation, lack of concentration, changes in memory and dizziness. You can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the Dutchess County Conservative Party endorsed Long Island Congressperson Lee Zeldin for governor next year. So far, three Republicans, Zeldin, former Westchester County Executive Bob Astorino, and Andrew Giuliani, son of New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, have announced they are running for the post now held by Democrat Andrew Cuomo. Dutchess Conservative Chair Don Menichino said, and I quote, "Lee is with us on the issues and on our platform of smaller government, fiscal responsibility, repeal of the SAFE Act, pro-life, pro-small business, pro-law enforcement, to name a few," end quote. He added, and I quote, "He is steadfast on restoring New York as the great empire state, and his record in Congress proves he won't crumble when the heat is on," end quote. On January 6, hours after an armed mob killed Capitol Hill law enforcement in an attempt to overturn election results, Zeldin voted against certifying presidential election results in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Voters in Germantown will go to the polls in a special election June 19th to decide if the elected position of highway superintendent should become an appointed superintendent of the Department of Public Works position. The change was made by local law but is subject to a mandatory referendum. If the law is approved by voters, the change will take effect on January 1st. According to the Germantown Board, more than 95 towns across the state have made this change from elected to appointed highway superintendent. In Columbia County, Austerlitz and Taconic held a special election in May on the issue. In Austerlitz, at a May 25th special election, a similar proposition was voted down. In Taconic, the measure was approved on a vote of 79-55. The Germantown Board said in a statement, and I quote, "We believe that this is an important change for Germantown to give taxpayers the type of service and accountability they deserve. Under existing law, an elected superintendent need only be 18 and an elector of the town to run for election. There is no requirement that they have experience, general knowledge of the position, or that they must work at all," end quote. The position currently pays $61,000 a year with benefits. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Negotiations over a criminal justice reform bill and an MTA bill fell apart as the legislative session in Albany came to a close late June 10th, despite rumors that a deal had been reached earlier that same day. The Clean Slate bill would have sealed the records of those who have been incarcerated after a certain period of time. Advocates argue the measure would help individuals secure employment and find housing. But there was bipartisan hesitance to approve the bill, with some lawmakers saying the measure would prevent background checks on special education teachers and those who work with people with disabilities. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins did not rule out the possibility that lawmakers could reach a deal and return in the summer to pass the Clean Slate bill. Stewart-Cousins said, and I quote, "Nothing is completely dead," end quote. The Less is More bill did pass both the Senate and the Assembly. The legislation will eliminate most technical violations that might send someone back to prison, such as showing up late to meet with parole officers. It also allows earned time credit for periods without violations. Numerous items were left unresolved, including the New York Health Act, which would provide universal health care coverage, the Climate and Community Investment Act, and a bill that would allow restaurants to continue to serve alcohol to go. The Elder Parole and Fair and Timely Parole bills also did not make it through. Both will likely have to wait for action until the start of the 2022 legislative year in January. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.